Greetings, dear ladies. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, he steps away. There is no grander message to give you than is represented by what you would call a full moon. A full moon is often connected with changes of consciousness on the planet, sometimes chaotic, but it's also sometimes related to that which is the beginning of a moon cycle. It's full now, and then it changes. And you might say that it is the beginning of a new cycle. All of these things, of course, are metaphors for what we teach. But the biggest one in this particular season is rejuvenation, rebirth, creating something that was not there before. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean the cycle continues. The metaphor stops being a metaphor when it's a cycle that continues and continues. And instead, the rebirth of this means something new. In fact, it's not even a rebirth, it's a new birth. It has to be. Because what follows is not what has been. What follows in this cannot really be a rebirth. Even a rebirth of energy or knowledge or consciousness would indicate it's again. And this is not again. And that's the whole point of this particular message. It's a reframing of a cycle into something that is completely and totally new. Perhaps there will be someday a cycle of new birth. This one is the beginning. Not particular this month or even this season. It's about the planet starting to birth an energy that has not been seen before. What is it in your personal life that is like that? What is it right now that you might take this season, looking at it, and think about that would be completely and totally new? Something that you begin that you have never done before. In this sisterhood, you talk about so many things that are different. It's different not just from what men talk about, it's different from what anyone talks about. It's a remembrance of core information. If you were there in Lemuria, you would see a system. It's a system of revealing. Of revolution, truly, of knowledge. Imagine those who had never, ever heard about the Creator. Children who were taught core knowledge information, they never heard it before. Imagine how fresh that would appear to them. Now imagine you as an adult woman are going to create something in your own life that is that fresh, that is not a rehash of something you've done before or that you're restarting, but it's a birth of new energy, something you've perhaps have thought of or is intuitive for you personally, not just for the family, for you, that you'd like to institute now and paste it upon yourself if you wish to, as new. What might that be for you? Perhaps it's a new way of seeing others. Something you've never done before. Something we've talked about. A rebirth of an energy that's not been seen in your life. It's a new birth. Perhaps it's the energy of the way you see your family or your friends. Or others. that is so different that you know it's never been done, not in your life? And what if it follows along with shamanic teaching that we have given, that Meli Haw has given, where you start to reframe everything that you look at? And you see it from a perspective that is higher looking down than being in it and looking as though you were part of it. Do you understand what I've just said? I hope so. That's new. You're going to have to think about this one. Imagine, as you see things unfolding in your personal life, common things. You go to the store, and you're looking around, and you're about to purchase things, perhaps, or you're still looking around, and others are there as well. What has been your past reaction to them? Most of you would say, I have no reaction to them. They're simply shoppers. What if every single one of them is looked at now by you in your own way, so they're not there acknowledging you're looking at them, but more from a consciousness way? And everyone who passes you in the aisle as you shop, you say to yourself, God bless you and your life. I have compassion for you. You might make all those words into one word of your own, so that as you pass somebody, you might think that word. And it means all those things. This is not a rebirth of anything. This is a new birth of actionable compassion that you're going to have for everyone you come in contact with. As you go home to your family, you're with people, family, that you're always with, perhaps, partners, friends, children, whatever is in your life personally every single day. What is your new reaction to them? Without them knowing it, without you saying anything, is there something that you and your soul have that's a secret? It's something you do. Perhaps you will take a string of words like, I bless you and love you and hope and want for you what you want. Health, long life, beauty, happiness, and joy. And what if you synthesize that into one word that you only know? One word for you. And as you look at them repeatedly, you say that word secretly to yourself. Call it a shortcut, if you'd like to a long phrase of compassion, and it means what it means to you, and you know all the words, so that you're constantly blessing them in a new way that you never had before. Strangers, family, children become blessed by you in a way that they're not aware of that you are. Now, why do I suggest this? In this new birth of energy for you, I want you to start remembering something and thinking about something that we teach. What you think and what you do as an old soul, light worker, and a compassionate person, what you concentrate on has an energy of consciousness that's real. And it goes into a place that is very difficult to describe, kind of a storehouse of energy that literally affects those you're with and others, called the field. This is not a rebirth. This is a new birth of your relationship, not just to those you're around, but what you're saying to the field. You're so powerful, ladies, in all that you do. As old souls, as ones who are interested enough in any of these things to be watching this channel, if you start this process collectively, you change everything around you. Those people you passed in the store, it goes into the field, dear ones, and is delivered back to them in their homes. Did you know that? It's almost like you are transmitting something to a storehouse of energy that knows exactly who needs it. And it gets delivered as energy to them. This is the new light worker, not a rebirth, but a new birth of something you've not really done in this way before, even for those you're with every single day. The hardest, perhaps, is the ones that you don't like much. You all have those. It's being human, because we're asking you to do the same for them. No matter what they say to you, no matter what they do to you, that you'll always have a compassion for them that goes far, far above that which you've had before or a human relationship. Again, you're higher, watching, looking, seeing things seemingly unfold as you even watch your life. You're watching you from a higher place. Perhaps that will help analyze you by you. All of these things are new energies that we are suggesting at this time of the full moon. This season is about new life. It has sacred meanings and memories for many, and it fits right in to something we're suggesting that we've never suggested before. New ways of thinking, being, doing, and sending compassion every single moment to those around you who you know and don't know. You do this collectively, and the world starts to change. And after all, isn't that why you're here? To know, to learn, to do. My work as Crine is to introduce you to change, to introduce you to new ways of thinking and being. And this particular group of old soul females at this time on the planet is critical for you to have these things, to know these things, and practice them. You became members of a sisterhood, but at the same time, an enhanced group